Ever have anybody tell you they were worried sick about something? Well, that's about the size of it. Physicians tell us that 70% of all illnesses are caused by mental distress or worry. It's been listed by heart specialists as the number one cause of heart trouble. And all of us are familiar with the phrase worried sick, but how many of us seriously consider the effect worry has upon our mental and physical health? This is Night Sounds. I'm Bill Pierce with you for about a half hour. I don't know what your mental or emotional status is right now, or what your condition might be, your environment, your state of mind. But I have prayed and certainly trust that before this half hour is out, that there will have been brought to bear some sort of comfort or therapy for you through the spoken word and the music. To the music first, the Haven of Rest Quartet, Till the Storm Passes, a song of comfort and encouragement just for you.
In the dark of the midnight have I oft hid my face, while the storm howls above me and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand. The storm passes by, when the long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore, in that land where the tempest never comes. Lord, may I dwell with thee till the storm passes by, till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky.
Keep me safe till the storm passes by. The storm could be anxiety, and that's the title of our program tonight, The Age of Anxiety. For that could be the caption over this time in which we're living. Not everyone worries, though. There used to be a magazine on the newsstands, sort of a parody, quasi-comic type publication called Cracked. And always they had sort of an odd-looking, air-headed boy on the front with a silly grin and one tooth. And their credo was, according to this boy in this picture, what? me worry? Some people aren't connected. They have no cause to worry. Nothing impresses or depresses them. Of course, this is not normal. Tonight I would assume that I'm speaking to people who are intelligent and rational. And normal, if we can sort of generalize that word. Most of us have concerns, and things do bother us when the situation is not correct. Right now, I'm concerned about certain conditions at night sounds, and we pray about them and we discuss them. And tonight, as we touch on the subject, anxiety or worry, we're reminded that it's not enough for any one of us to get on the air and say, "Don't worry." Well, I recall when Sir Walter Raleigh was burdened with a huge debt, according to one source I read, his doctor said to him, "Sir Walter, if you don't stop worrying, you will die." Raleigh looked up sadly and said, "I can't help worrying. As long as that debt is over my head, it may kill me. But you might as well tell my cook to order the water in the kettle not to boil, as to command my brain not to worry." Ever hear the phrase worry wart? Some people are just given to undue anxiety over certain things. They seem to borrow trouble and think the worst, the pessimists. You know, the Bible clearly commands us not to worry. This may seem like an impossible commandment to keep. But we've got to remember that God does not give us a commandment without offering the ability to obey it. Philippians, in the New Testament, the letter of Paul, chapter 3, verse 13, in the Living Bible says, "For God is at work within you, helping you to want to obey Him, and then helping you to do what He wants." Undue anxiety demonstrates a lack of confidence in God's goodness and power. Now, certainly there is such a thing as healthy concern. There are items and happenings and issues about which we should be concerned. They're controversial, and it almost demands that we take some type of stand or opinion or mindset on it. But we're talking about the concern of everyday living. I talked to a man this morning who was greatly concerned because he was suddenly laid off work. He was at an age when he couldn't easily go out and get a job in his specialty. He was concerned, but in the middle of it all, he had a calm assurance in God, and I told him that I would certainly pray with him. We have somewhere to go. God is not unaware of your situation. And that was one of the first things I said to him. God is keeping the books. He knows what's going on. Sometimes we have to invest our time working instead of fretting. Proverbs 6, verse 6, compares the wise man with the ant. An ant doesn't waste time worrying about the future, but instead is constantly working to prepare for it. One of the best cures for worry is work, activity, busyness. Henry Ward Beecher wrote, "It's not work that kills men, it's worry." It's possible to sit and fret over the problems. I had to do that this morning when I woke up. Something bothered me, and I started hassling it around in my mind and letting it simmer, And all of a sudden I said to myself, hey, you're getting into a real state over this. You better get on your feet and get into action. Not going to do you a bit of good lying here, fighting this thing. If nothing else, we can roll from the bed onto our knees and start praying about it. As we commit our lives to God, and we do the best that we can do with our situation, even recruiting others to pray with and for us, God will respond to this in His time and in His way. I'd like to play another song for you now. It's a song of promise that God is at work in you, and that according to the Apostle Paul, who wrote to the Roman Church, chapter 8, all things are working together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to God, to His purpose.
When life just doesn't work out the way you had dreamed, and all your hopes are shattered, all you can do is cry, it seems. Just look to Jesus, the one who died for you. He'll see you through. Jesus will make it all better. Jesus will take the pain away. He will bring the blue skies instead of the gray. He'll give you the peace you need today. Yes, Jesus will make it all better. Take your hand, He will lead you along. Oh yes, He understands, He understands when things go wrong. He loves and cares, for He is so
the finest studio singers of our day, Bonnie Herman. A song of encouragement for all of us. Jesus will make it all better. And you might respond, when? The answer, in His time and in His way. as you place your full confidence in him. Certainly, I'm not here to say when or how, because he works with all of us differently. We're all in a different status, and that's good. We're not in a cookie-cutter uniformity. We are individuals. Our subject tonight, the age of anxiety. And I'll be back to this in a moment. May I just remind you that Night Sounds reaches out just about every night during the week, oftentimes on weekends, anywhere from local sunset to midnight and beyond. Because radio seems like a one-way street. But our design is to have this a dialogue, an interaction between us. And these nights, being very much aware that there are many of you who've listened for quite a while, who've never responded. Our mailing address, Night Sounds, Wheaton, Illinois, 60189. And while you're writing, you may want to ask about the Night Sounds Treasury of Sacred Music and Thought. Once again, the mailing address, Night Sounds, Wheaton, Illinois, 60189. Many of you write and ask what our background music is. Well, I have three or four tapes filled with background music of all kinds, from individual soloists such as Rampal on the flute or Segovia on guitar, Rachmaninoff, symphonies, movie backgrounds. The piece you're listening to now is Bach's Arioso. The piece I had prior to this is on the synthesizer and with a contemporary American music group, the Pat Metheny Organization. So you can see we dip into a lot of different sources for our background music. The age of anxiety seems to be upon us, and we all come under its force sometimes. The Christian, however, must remember that he's also battling an enemy of the soul, who is out to destroy him and out to hassle and dilute and debilitate the Church of Jesus Christ. We're trying to strike on a few remedies that will offset the worry syndrome. We mentioned investing time in working instead of fretting. Also, seek to fulfill your needs instead of all your desires. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, God promises to supply all of our needs if we will depend upon Him. But He never promises to supply all of our wants. Well, it's true that Psalm 37 promises that God will give us the desires of our hearts. Yet this assumes that our hearts have become subject to the will of God. So we pray according to His will, according to His divine sovereignty. I think my greatest problem when I pray is that I'm very quick to accuse God of not answering my prayer because I expected it to be answered by a certain date in a certain way. And it would seem that He is more concerned about the development of our character. And in His time, He answers according to what He knows is best for us. We are so limited in what we see and feel and discern. That's why faith should be operative. The faith of a child, the faith that totally trusts that His way is best. And with the wisest man who ever lived because God gave him wisdom, Solomon, who said, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding." That's the problem, isn't it? We want instant everything. Three cans of water and you've got it. God doesn't work like that. It takes time, and what counts costs. The psalmist David was somewhat impulsive in his emotional outbursts too. "Go not far from me, O God," he would say. He thought God was going to leave him. "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." He was worried, he was concerned, he would fret, he would go into nervous anxiety. But he had great strong points too. He trusted in his God. His deep repentance was always there. And he said, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." And if you happen to live in an area where there aren't any hills, you wouldn't know what a hill was if you saw one. You might paraphrase that like the asphalt jungle soldier did one time. He said, "I will lift up mine eyes above the high rises." That's the tallest thing he saw. Well, however you say it, the promise is still there. And Bev Shea is going to sing about it right now, a commentary on this great psalm, "Unto the Hills." Listen.
"Unto the hills around do I lift up my longing eyes. Oh, whence for me shall my salvation come? From whence arise? From God the Lord doth come my certain aid. From God the Lord, who heaven and earth hath made." "From every evil shall he keep thy soul, from every sin. Jehovah shall preserve thy going out, thy coming in. Above thee watching, he whom we adore shall keep thee henceforth, yea, forevermore.
Unto the hills. As we think about anxiety tonight, let's concentrate on today instead of yesterday or tomorrow. Concerning the past, Philippians 3:13 advises us to forget those things which are past. Concerning the future, Jesus said, "Don't worry about tomorrow. Each day has enough trouble of its own." So there's something we can do, someone we can trust. Jesus says, "Come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." O God, I bring before you right now those who are worried sick. I pray that the Spirit of God will neutralize the anxiety, and that there will be in its place stability and peace of heart and mind that passes all understanding. You know the situations. Suit your power, we pray, to these needs. In the name of our Savior, amen. I'm very grateful to you for sharing tonight, and trust that you'll have a better day tomorrow because of who Jesus is in your life. And until we meet again in Night Sounds in a few short hours, a very pleasant good night.
Tomorrow morning, when you're wide awake, we invite you to visit the Night Sounds website at nightsoundsradio.org. There you'll find all sorts of information about the Night Sounds ministry, a listing of recent programs. You can find a radio station near you that carries Night Sounds, and there's a complete catalog of Bill's music as well as other ministry material. It's available from your friends at Night Sounds. Be sure to read all about the new Night Sounds smartphone app. This exciting new app will allow you to listen to Night Sounds anytime and anywhere. It's available for the iPhone, the iPad, Android devices, as well as Windows, phones, and tablets. Now, Night Sounds can be as close as your fingertips 24/7 with a smartphone app.